From WGCU News, I'm Andrea Perdomo. Florida Gulf Coast University announced its first partnership for its water school on Thursday. WGCU's Rachel Iacovone has more.
It's official. Moat Marine Laboratory and FGCU have finally tied the knot following their long-term research relationship, which was only strengthened by the dueling algal blooms last summer. The ceremonious signing of the Memorandum of Understanding between the two took place in Sidler Hall on campus, just downstairs from the labs where all the related research happens. Here's Moat President and CEO Michael Crosby.
We're very excited today as our two institutions come together to tackle one of the most important water quality issues in Southwest Florida, harmful algal blooms, including not only the Florida red tide algal blooms, but the blue-green algal blooms as well, and the impacts that these are having on our community.
Well, I guess one of the main questions is it a coincidence that both of them happened at the same time?
That's Dr. Michael Parsons.
We know with the blue-green algal blooms, they're freshwater, and any nutrients going into the freshwater system is definitely going to support those blooms and basically encourage the blooms, if you will. And so that's probably what happened this past year with all the runoff and all the nutrients going in after Hurricane Irma.
Parsons is the professor of marine science at FGCU and the director of the Coastal Watershed Institute Investor Field Station. He says the collaboration opens up many more opportunities for his students.
Basically, right now, we do have some graduate students that work at Moat, so we're hoping we can expand that, maybe get some of the funding resources together so it'll be better and easier for the students to go to school part-time and work part-time, because that's always difficult for students to do.
The Memorandum of Understanding locks Moat and FGCU into a 5-year partnership with the option to renew. It will focus on improving understanding and forecasting of algal blooms, developing mitigation techniques, appointment of joint instructional and research faculty, and, like Dr. Parsons mentioned, procurement of funding for research. Rachel Iacovone, WGCU News.